Yes, good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economics segment. Welcome to Lecture Hall 1 with me, David Shombe. And this is your favorite program at Eagle FM Namibia. We deal with business matters. We deal with things of, economic concern and everything that related to branded butter. So like we are always saying, at the Business and Economics segment, we look at things which are happening domestically, regionally, and also internationally. And this is also the platform that we look for, different ideas and different views about how things are being done, particularly when it's coming to economic front. And this is also a platform where we discuss about SME development, we discuss about middle businesses, we discuss about the bigger corporations, and it's also the platform that we look at various sectors such as political decisions, which are affecting the way we deal with business. This is also the platform that, we analyze trade policies, we look at international relations, and we bring in some of the guests and the researchers, those who are in business, those who are at the financial institutions, whether you are in government. That's why we are saying this is not only a one-directed conversation. This is a platform that is encouraging everybody to make sure that, you contribute to the national development. We are indicating to you that as long as Namibia is where it is now, as long as we are the highest country with the highest number of unemployment in SADC region, we are the country with highest, price of electricity in SADC region, and we are the country which was, reclassified as a lower middle income country, the economy is not doing very well. That's why we need to bring about this conversation. When we bring about this conversation, these are the conversations that will bring about those thought-provoking questions. Deal at uncharted territories so that at least we understand where we came from as a country, and we also understand where we are going as a country. Apart from looking at financial institutions, we look also at the aspect and characters of leaders, characters of business people, especially when it's coming to personalities, ideas, and also education, whether formal or informal education, that is able also or is determining the way a person is interacting in the community, or that is determining the way you do business or manage institutions. So this is your program, and we are indicating that we are not the one who know it all. That's why after every conversation, we always open the line so that you can call us in the studio, so that you can also be able to give us, ideas, so give us, perspectives, and also contribute to the conversation. Just before we go to the topic that we have for today, and before also I introduce you to the guest that we have for today, sorry, it's very important to make sure that you follow us, Eagle FM Namibia, at all our social media platform. Follow Eagle FM Namibia on Facebook, follow us on X, follow us on Instagram, and indeed follow us on LinkedIn, because when you follow us, you will be able to be updated about what is happening at the economic front. You will be able to be updated what is happening at the business front, what is happening in terms of trade, and also what is moving around in terms of where the country is going, and also how the country is interacting with other countries. The other thing is also that apart from following us in our social media platform, we also have the Villager newspaper. That is, of course, it's an e-paper. It's a digital version of an e-paper that is coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And with the Villager newspaper, that is a paper that, talk about food security. It's a paper that talk about international trade. It's a paper that is talking about, mining sector and all the sector related to business. That's why I'm always indicating to you that if you are a business person, if you are a researcher, you are an academics, you are a policymaker, you are a policy researcher, you are a politician, make sure that you have access to economic intelligence. Make sure that you have access to data. Make sure that, you download and subscribe to the Villager newspaper, because you will not miss out. Because in the fast growing world of digital technology, there's a lot of things which are involved. There's a lot of things which are going on in the world. Either is trade tariff, either is African Continental Free Trade Agreement, and all other things which are happening, particularly at the trade front. And it's always very important when you follow the Villager newspaper, download the Villager newspaper, and make sure that you equip yourself with ideas and knowledge. The other thing, there are also those who are asking to say, no, Eagle FM Namibia, where are you? We are not able to get connected to you. The frequency is not reaching ourselves. We are indicating to you that the world is moving fast toward digitalization. The world is moving forward toward, digitalization and also the use of fast technology. That's why we have Eagle FM app. Just go to your Play Store, download Eagle FM, then you'll be able to listen to the program which are on air. And apart from listening to the program which are on air, you can also be able to listen to previous program through just looking at the podcast. So download Eagle FM app and make sure that you get, you know, connected with us, and you don't miss out when it's coming to Economic Matters. The last one, but not least, is Imba app. We have Imba app. Imba app is a digital version of a hymn book for those of you who go to church, for those of you who also, whether you are attending a wedding, a graduation party, whether you are attending, you know, an event such as a retirement celebration, and you are required to sing, but you do not have a hymn book, do not worry, because we got you. We got you in the context that you will be able to access that digital version of a hymn book by just downloading Imba app. Download Imba app so that you move together with where the world is. So, dear listeners, we are going to a short commercial break. Then from there, I will bring you the topic that we have for today. Then I will also introduce you to our guest. Then stay tuned. Stay tuned. We are here until the hour of 1900 hours. Yes, as I indicated earlier on, today we are looking at, you know, stories of entrepreneurs, life of entrepreneurs. Because, you know, sometimes you see a person having a very successful businesses, or you see a person is well known, or you see a person advance himself, but you don't really know, or we don't really look at the background of an entrepreneur. You don't really know what this person have been struggling with, and you also do not really know what are some of the challenges that our entrepreneurs are going through, and how do they manage with those challenges, and how we can also deal with business at that level. Because today we are going to go deep down and look at the life story of an entrepreneur. We look at challenges and opportunities, and we also look at the aspect of financial inclusion, whether access to financial services, whether access to loans, or maybe access to banking. Where do you bank as a business person, or how do you deal with your money? How do you deal with pricing and all these things? Because today, as long as Namibia is seen to be a country with good plans, there are still a lot of things that need to be done. That's why today in the studio I'm joined by Sabino Shingonja. He's a business person, he's an SME operator, and he has been around for a very long time. And he's one of the young Namibians who decided to say, no matter what, they need to make sure that they bring bread on the table. And I've seen him around, and I realized that it's very important for me to bring him in the studio so that he'll be able to tell the story, so that he will also talk about the hardship that he faced. Then he also talk about the services that he faced, because seeing somebody who is engaging customers, is always friendly, and dealing with different customers with whatever he's doing, and you also realize the challenges which are there. I think it's very imperative also, so that we can motivate our young entrepreneurs. Then we see how we can learn from there. So my brother Sabina Shingonja, good evening, and welcome to Business and Economic Segment. How are you doing, Chief?
Good evening, and thank you very much. I'm doing well. What about you, Mr. Devi?
Yeah, I'm always doing very well, and I'm very happy to be in the studio with you today. Now, maybe for those who do not really know who is Mr. Shingonja, and maybe just a little bit of your background, just to tell us short about your background and how do you end up, doing the business that you do, and what motivated you. Let's try to a little go back to your background. What are some of the things that you have, faced when you were young? What motivated you to enter into business, and what make you also tough? I know you are a tough negotiator also. What make you also tough in that sector? Just a little bit, not everything, but just a background to see also if other people can also relate to where you are coming from.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Actually, I've been traveling a lot, I grew up in Congo.
Yeah,
I was there probably for 4 years, and I say grow up because 4 years was a long part of my life, and I learned a lot.
Yeah,
because they are so sharp and they understand the value of customers. But okay. Then that was for studying.
Yeah,
but anyways, I went for study, and I was also learning how to socialize with people,
because
that's the most important thing in business anyways.
Yeah.
You know, a little smile can change everything.
Now, you are in a business of selling, you know, cell phone parts and fixing, and you do a lot of things. And what motivated you before you come into this business? What is the first, your first step into doing business, and how was that before you come to the business that you are doing now?
School motivated me.
Yeah.
And I learned a lot. When I finished, I was like, should I really work for somebody or should I just try to do something?
Maybe. Where? What did you study? Where did you study?
Oh, I was in Trenton College anyways.
Oh, what did you study?
I did media.
Oh, okay, yes. Okay.
I did media production.
Okay.
And actually, I had to drop because of circumstances in life, you know. But yeah, then I came back still.
Yeah.
I did human resources again.
Oh, okay.
Yes, okay. I did human resources right there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and this whole life took me, you know. I had to change. Imagine from the course I had.
Yeah.
To what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, but I think, you know, human resource is part of business. You are dealing with, human resource is part of business because you are dealing with, employees in the business, deal with recruitment and training and all those things. But I think it's also where you learn a background on, dealing with people when it's coming to that context. Now, you have entered business and I think the first discussion that we had, you indicated that you were operating maybe in the city of Windhoek, then, your things got confiscated. Can you please tell me about that story? But yeah. Especially when you have to run from this shop to another, or you have to run from this bridge to another due to city police and all the law enforcement regarding businesses.
Amazing. That was a big challenge for me.
Yeah.
Because that was the first time I passed through this, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was so courageous. I was like, no, I'll make it.
Yeah.
But even though I knew everything is gone.
Yeah.
But I still had the hope that I'm going to make it.
So what did they take from you?
Actually, all the stock, all the accessories that I had.
What is the value of that, and what was that for somebody who is listening on the radio? What was that which was taken?
Like the were products of cell phones and and accessories of cell phones, let me say.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I had earphones. I had phones on those boxes as
okay,
well.
Okay.
Imagine.
So they took everything. That was before COVID or during?
That was after COVID.
Uh-huh. Then after you lost that, you have been, what was in your mind when you lost the whole stock? Have you ever think of giving up or something?
Giving up was not a solution, because if you don't know, I sat inside.
Yeah.
I was inside, and when I went inside, it wasn't no more because of selling. Yeah. Now it became papers.
Oh, okay.
Understand?
Okay.
And I said that I think God sent me there, you know, to do also some other stuff, because I really saved life right there.
Okay.
Just by communicating with people, you know.
Yeah.
I saved life right there.
Okay. Now let's talk about building back from failure, because, you know, a lot of us, we get knocked down by life. You know, you find, you know, everybody wanted to give up university due to various circumstances. You know, many people gave up, particularly those who started business because of those challenges. But what was it? What lesson did you learn from there? Either selling at a place which is not required by law, and also how did you manage to deal with authority? After that, particularly when you are doing business, what did you learn from there, and how did you come up so strong that you are well known in the area? I've been asking a lot of people. You give service to a lot of people.
Thank you.
One of my colleagues here was saying, no, she knows you, but that is something of the other. It's something that we can discuss on the other time. But what I want to know is, how did you build from failure? How did you bring yourself up from that failure?
First of all, you have to trust yourself.
Yeah.
Once you trust yourself, you can make it.
Yeah.
So I had an opposition that I have to look at where I came from,
yeah,
to where I'm going.
Yeah.
Papers, they are very important.
Yeah, yeah.
Your documents, they have to be sorted out. You have to be legal,
yeah,
in position that you can deal,
yeah,
with any authority when it comes to
business.
Business. Thank you very much.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Now, you know, not many days ago, we got an opportunity also to go to Bank of Namibia, where they launched what we call financial sector transformation strategy. That financial sector transformation strategy is looking at financial inclusion, want to expand the financial services around Namibia, because they realize to say a lot of young business people or a lot of informal business operators, they do not have accounts, or they don't save their money, or they save their money where their personal money is, or they find it very difficult also to expand. Now, and it's something that we also want to ask you as an entrepreneur to say, with the money that you, I don't want to ask you how much money you are making, but I know you are making money.
Thank you.
Because you are there.
I receive.
Now, now the question that I want to ask is that how is your banking service is? Now, how do you bank? How do you manage your money? How does, if somebody, let me say, I give you 2,000 now, you gave a service, you fix my phone, you gave me different parts of the phone, and how do you deal with that? Or how do you bank? How do you differentiate between your business account, your personal account, or is something that you still have to work on?
Actually, I give the responsibility to my girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I trust her like that, you know.
Oh, okay.
Sometime in life, you have to trust somebody. And for that, I gave her. And what I need for myself, I rather pay somebody to transfer for me a new wallet.
Mm-hmm.
And I use the wallet because I can't get access to banks and stuff, you know.
Oh, uh-huh. So it means that you find it very clearly to give money to your girlfriend. So how responsible, how do you draw that line? How responsible is she? Or how come you end up trusting her? Because some of us, if you say, no, I have to give my girlfriend money to save, even if she's listening to me now, it's something that I need to think about it
most twice. Definitely.
Yeah, but you find somebody who is in business, but the woman is also in business. You understand?
Most definitely.
Or the woman also understand how business operates.
Yes.
Then they save money in that case.
Yes.
Now, to you, how come you end up at that point, and how have you managed to deal with love affairs and business at the same time?
Because I find out that it could be more easier if she wants. It's all about the money, right?
Yes. Yeah,
if it's the man what she wants, then let her keep the money.
Yeah, let her keep the money. Okay. Now, in that case, there is the other thing also, apart from her becoming your financial manager.
Yes.
If you want to buy stock, for example, do you negotiate or do you save in an account? Because what I want to know is that I don't want to see where your money is, but
yeah.
does your girlfriend has an account where he's saving the money for, you know, your business.
Yeah, most definitely.
But do you know that if you are consistently depositing money into the account, and
yes,
you have a track record, you have a right to get a loan, do are we aware of that from the bank?
I know.
Okay.
And I'm very aware of that, you know.
Yeah.
For her, I have a boss, and I'm her boss, and
yeah,
things continue, man.
Oh, okay. Now, let us look at some of the challenges that you have faced, apart from now that of City of Windhoek, apart from that now of you know, your things getting confiscated, and also you going home crying and coming back the next day to see what can I do, and how can I survive this situation. Now, looking at what are some of the challenges that you face when you are dealing with this business? Because I know I don't want to call it informal, but it's an SME operation.
Thank you.
It's a business. But how do you deal with these challenges?
The failures, we have to know how to overcome failures, first of all.
I want to understand what are problems you are facing, particularly from your clients and people that are moving around.
You mean so?
Yeah, what are some of the challenges?
Well, socializing with people is difficult, you know, because we find different type of personality is in life.
Yeah.
You will always find that person that is rude, but remember customers, they're always right.
Yeah.
So even if you okay, let me give you an example, right?
Mm-hmm.
A customer brings a phone for you to fix.
Yeah.
Happy.
Mm-hmm.
And once you fix, you didn't succeed.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that person has the courage of turn against you and say that you stole something from the person's phone. Imagine the person doesn't know about phone. She never opened the phone or he never opens the phone.
Yeah.
But she knows or he knows and is sure that you took something from his phone. And you have to pay for that phone.
So, okay. Another challenge that you faced, apart from you have to pay for something that you did not do based on business.
We don't find places for ourselves. We are hustlers, you see.
Yeah.
We move everywhere.
You are mobile.
Thank you very much.
So you are mobile from one place to another.
Yes.
So that is a survivor of the business.
Thank you very much.
So the problem that you're talking about is a constant place to stay.
Thank you very much. Yes, that is.
So yeah. How does that affect your business? Let me say, because I know every young business person has ambitious.
Yes.
Has dreams. Everybody Most have definitely. Dreams. I have bigger dreams. Everybody have dreams. And we tend to be also scared of, looking ahead at what you want. You're speaking of a place. Let me say, if I have to give you wishes, which does not happen in reality.
All right.
Yeah. Just to say, if you have what, where would you position your business? And how can you succeed? What is the main challenge apart from the place? If you can get a place, where can you get a place to do business? Where do you think is the right place for business, particularly in Windhoek?
I know the man is in town.
Okay.
That we all know.
In CBD.
Thank you.
Okay. So there's money in town.
We cannot doubt.
Okay.
The man is in town.
Okay.
And if I had opportunity, I could put a shop right there. A nice establishment that could change my life. I know it could. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the money is not at the outskirts of town. The money is in the CBD.
The money is in town.
Okay,
my brother.
Okay. Now, there have been a lot of cases where, especially those who are selling, being chased away by the police, and a lot of things happening. But now, what do you think need to be done? Because there were proposals to say, let us integrate smaller businesses with bigger businesses together.
Yes.
Because if I come from, let me say, F&B banking, if I come from the bank, I have money, but I also need to support my brother. Or sometimes it's taking me long to get where I can get assistance. But if I can come to you, I can relate to you, then you can give me service to what I need. So now, what do you think is the right way to allow the smaller businesses to work together with bigger businesses, or just to work together at the central business district without being chased and all these things? We are seeing some of I remember when I was at Konrad and our Stiftung down there, there used to be two ladies selling sweets, and every time I come to lunch, I like buying chocolates and all those things. Then I'm already seeing them hiding, hiding their products. Sometimes they are running away. These are old people.
Mm-hmm.
These are adults, I mean, who are
Thank
supporting
you.
their families. But now, what do you really think, in your view as a business person, need to be done to make sure that the smaller businesses are respected and they are operating fully in CBD without crashing with authority?
I think if there was an arrangement with the authorities that they could have places, that's why I spoke about places, remember, because we don't have places. Imagine if we all had places to sell.
Yeah.
Understand? Imagine if we could make, everybody could make paper and have a legal paper that shows that this person is authorized to sell here.
Yeah.
Or there.
Mm. Okay. Now, there is I know through experience you have survived some of the business tricks, and you are somebody who can teach a person who is coming to hustle how to survive and also how to go forward. Maybe if I have to ask you three things that a young person, three things that, you know, not really to say a young person, but just an entrepreneur who is getting into the game, particularly in this thing of hustling, what are some of the three things that they need to keep in mind to make sure that they are strong and to make sure that no matter the situation, they'll stand on business?
Yes.
What do they need to know? Three things.
They have to be focused on these three. Actually, don't make loans. Don't owe people.
Okay.
First of all.
Do not owe them.
Do not owe them. Stay in your lane.
Okay.
Do not owe people. That's the first one.
Okay.
Now, know how to save. And know how to save product, not money.
Mm-hmm.
Because the money is the product. Is not the physical money can go fast right now.
Yeah.
But the product, it will bring more money.
Uh-huh.
That's where we save our money.
So you make me understand on the product, how is making sure that you are selling a quality product, or how? Or saving it how?
The more product you have, the more money you have.
Uh-huh. But so saving the stock.
Thank you very much.
So, okay. So you must have stock standing.
Thank you. For us, like for people that are starting.
Yeah.
For the SME, for the small business entrepreneurs, they have to focus on these ones. And know the accountability of your stock. So you will know when you fall, you will know how to stand up. When you fail, you will know that you have a backup for that. There you can grow.
Yeah, you know, there is this thing. You know, when I finished university, I used to be a private consultant. A lot of documents, writing speeches. But there is this temptation, especially from friends. You know, you are in business. Somebody is working, or you are in business, but you know, you can. You find friends who are also maybe in business, and they are saying, "No, David or Chief, let's go out." How do you differentiate between personal finance and money for the business? Because sometimes you have 2,000 here, you have 500 here, then you don't know which one is your money.
Thank you.
You take the money off your stock. By the time you come back at home, it's 3 o'clock. That time when we were very, very, very young.
Thank you.
3 o'clock in the morning. And you said, "No, man, how come I end up here? Now, I think it's not only, I think it's something that a lot of entrepreneurs are sharing with, because I've seen, I like going to different places, but I'm seeing, especially our entrepreneur, you see somebody who is working in a barbershop, but you meet this person at night. I don't want to say drunk, but happy. Yeah. And you know he's happy because the money that he was hustling with the whole day, he's also busy chopping that money. How do you deal with this temptation, or how do you control yourself in that regard? Because yes, you need to go out. Yes, you need to go and make friends, but you also need to keep the business. How do you deal with this?
As you know, make money, don't make friends, first of all.
Money number one, number two, number three, even.
That's why we spoke about the saving.
Yeah,
the money you gave to your woman to save, you will not go get that money to go drink alcohol, believe me. You will not. But I know that on the e-wallets that you saved, you can always
Take something.
Yeah,
Something for the body that works.
Thank you very much. That's needed anyways, as we said. We need to make friends, when we need to meet people.
Yeah, so you are saying we must focus on the making money first.
Most definitely.
Yeah, and you spoke about, I like the fact that you spoke about the value of products, and you also spoke about, you know, how to deal with people.
Thank you.
Especially different people. Now, the other thing that I want us to look at, because after the challenges, there are also things that, you know, can come in the way, because we are not going to be young forever, and we are always having a plan. that you know we want to do. And one thing also that you know I see is that in terms of how we deal with things, in terms of how we deal with things, especially at the professional level or at the business level, there's something that is that we are not getting very clearly, especially long term.
Okay.
Long term. Other people, they don't know where you want to go, but I understand you have a vision.
Thank you.
You want to get somewhere, but let me say, everybody dream. Everybody's a dreamer, né? But not every person live that dream. But now, looking at the vision that you have, you are a hustler. You make money. You are saving money. You understand the stock. You have good relation with people. That one I see. But in the next 5 years, you have a game plan. In the next 5 years, if things go according to the plan, because everybody always have a plan to say, if things go this way, I'm going to work out this way. Yeah. If things go according to the plan, where do you see your business in the next 5 years?
Oof, international.
Okay, international how?
Like, Africa is a beautiful continent. You know? So I think there is a lot of money if you can establish a lot of department in any country.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine you can come on, man.
Yeah, no. I think okay.
Go yeah, because yeah. In 5 years, if things goes well,
yeah,
I have to have establishments everywhere, like nearby countries, you know.
Yeah, and I will still call you. I will still have to play this, you know. This audio when you become successful.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you understand.
Yes.
Yeah. Now there's a thing that is called African Continental Free Trade Area. I don't know if you know about this, but African Continental Free Trade Area is a flagship program of African Union. Is trying to open up borders among African countries to say, let countries trade with one another, because if, for example, I have to buy a bag of maize from Botswana.
Mm.
Then I have to, they are selling in Poland, but I have dollars, Namibian dollars.
Mm.
You know what's happened there? The transaction which is happening there,
okay,
is happening in the US dollars. Because according to the current policy,
mm,
it's happening in US dollars. But now in SACU, there's different regulation. But let me say, trading with Angola, they are kwanzas, ne?
Yes.
But the trade is in US dollars.
Yes.
Because of international standard.
Most.
But they are now looking at this thing to say, let us integrate Africa, then we can have African Continental Free Trade Area with Pan-African payment system. Now, I want to see your view. Let me say, I easy the borders.
Yes.
We are in parts of, you know, selling and fixing phones, but I ease the borders and I make it easier for people to move around. How are you going to navigate in that? Because that is where the world is going.
Yes.
How are you going to navigate that when they say, no, going to Botswana, going to Angola, going to Zambia is now free? How are you going to, how are you going to position yourself there if that thing happened?
I think I will have to associate myself with the big people now, because they know the real story.
Yeah.
If this really happened,
yeah,
they know the real story behind what is happening right now, ne?
Because
it could happen before. Why it didn't happen?
Yeah.
Because somebody knows somebody that knows somebody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. But if I find myself in that time,
yeah,
I believe I'll be a legendary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. No. Now. Let us look at. Before I let you go, I know you have other things to do, and you know, time is money, like everybody is saying, and time wasted is an income lost. Most, you do understand?
But this is not a waste of
time. Yeah. But I want to. I want your view, especially when you look at our fellow Namibian young people. Somebody has a degree. Somebody has maybe good parents that are supporting a person. Person is living with the parents. Person have money to go out, but the person is still complaining about not having a job. And to that is an insult to some people who are hustling from the ground. Do you understand?
Thank you very much.
And the person is given everything, but this person is stressed. this person is stressed in, and there's a fret screen, you know, there's a fret screen in his room, you know, and the Wi-Fi, and the smartwatch, and you know, all these things. But a person is complaining, a person is feeling that the government is not doing well. What is your view in this, and what do you think really need to be done? Because there are those who you can see that, no, I think this guy just need to be pushed a little bit because he's already there.
Yeah.
But you can also find somebody who is from a wealthy family, but is working hard. Do you understand?
Yes.
But I want us to look at this portion. You find a person complaining, crying on social media, but he's crying with an iPhone. Which one is the best iPhone?
16 Pro Max.
Yeah, 16 Pro Max, for example. Yeah, you know, 16 Pro Max, and he's trying to say, no, things are, but the iPhone that you have is even maybe equivalent to a mini taxi that you can
Thank
buy.
You
do, you under, do you understand?
Yes.
But how do you think this thing need to be changed? Or what do you really need to do, especially to our young people? Some people, they think they are suffering. Or some people, when they look at them, they think that, no, it's a bit of a privilege compared to majority of the population on the ground.
Yeah.
What can be done in that?
I think what they have to know is that never last forever.
Yeah.
See, that iPhone can fall just in a minute, man.
Then they give you a job. Right?
Thank you very much. yeah, man. Real talk.
Yeah.
This one is real talk.
Okay, yeah.
Nothing lasts forever.
Yeah.
And there is nothing new under the sun, the Bible saying.
okay.
Understand? So,
yeah.
What has been done now has been done before. So, for me, people, they have really to understand that they have to get out of the box. They have to understand that life is not easy the way they think it is. Even if we have the opportunity of having the wealth that your father or somebody gave to you.
Or the auntie.
Thank you. What about yourself?
Yeah.
What can you bring yourself? What
yeah.
can you do? It's all about you.
Yeah.
Seeing the opposite side of life.
Yeah.
Because we gain today, we lose tomorrow.
Yeah. That is the hassle.
We don't win forever. It's impossible.
Yeah. That one, I got you. Now let us look at the way forward. Let us look at the way forward, because I interview a lot of entrepreneurs, but there is a thing of cooperation. I know you do business, do business alone. I know you have a partner who is your girlfriend, who is a financial manager.
Thank you.
To
thank
put
you
it
very
that
much.
Way. And have you ever been approached by somebody to work together, or what is your view on cooperation, or you prefer to work alone, or what is your understanding of working together with other people in business?
I'm in 4 years already doing the same business.
Yeah.
And I've employed more than probably 20 people already.
Yeah, okay.
I employ, then I take them out, I take them out.
You take them out, are you firing them, or you take them out?
I'm not a selfish person, you know.
Yeah.
If staying alone is better, the small I get, I thanks God and I go home, man.
Okay.
Understand.
Yeah, but working with them, what was your experience in working
people
with them?
People, they will never appreciate something that is not really theirs. I mean, if you they will cry for the job. Once you give them the job, nobody will take care of your phone better than you, man. Yeah.
But in the future, if you find somebody who is very serious, because there's a power in cooperation, man.
Most definitely.
Yeah, if you find somebody who is very serious to say, no, you are good with sales.
Yes.
You are good with sales. And the first day you sold me a product, I told you that.
Yes, right? You said it.
Yeah, I told you. Say, no, you have a quality of you are good with sales and working with people.
Yes.
But you also have weakness.
Yes.
But why can't we see the future of collaboration? Because you can find somebody who is maybe a better technician.
Yes.
Then you just focus on selling. Okay. Then you make more money on that. What do you think about that? Because your experience with other people that did not work according to what you have planned shouldn't limit you.
No, it can't.
Yeah, but what is your view on that? Let me say, there is this guy who has money. or there's this guy who just have maybe quality product, then I see you are a salesperson, then how can I interact with you and build something bigger so you can move forward, because everybody wants to be big and better. Most definitely. You are talking about opening branches around you know, the regions, but you can't run that alone.
Impossible.
Yeah, but what characters are you looking at before you become a business partner with that person?
If I don't find a person in life that is thinking.
No. I'm asking what qualities does that person need to have?
It will depend, because you can have good quality but bad character. Well, where do we go?
Yeah. Mm-mm.
It won't match. It won't make much sense.
Mm-hmm.
It can jeopardize the business. Our relationship will be escalated and things will go wrong, you know?
Yeah.
It's a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And simple even, not even big things.
Yeah. While we are at the end of this conversation, it could be those who are listening. There could be those who are listening, either parents, either also your clients, also other business people, or just a young person who say, man, let's make money. I need to make money. But in the last, what is your message that you have, especially to those who are really struggling, but people have qualities, but we are just scared of, you know, starting something. But what is the message that we have for this young, old, average, but has a quality and an idea of starting a business? Rich, poor, or somebody who has a flat screen, you know, in your room, but you are still crying with the iPhone, you know, Pro Max, you know, and all those things. But what is your message to these people, especially when we are driving the economy? I'm asking this question because research has shown that the economy of the country is handled by informal market.
Yes,
you understand?
Yes.
It's handled by informal market, and informal businesses are the one who are keeping money circulating around the country.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why now the question is, what is your advice to these chaps?
First of all, I'll apologize because I lied to you guys. Man is not only in town. Man is everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah. At that point, I have to tell you the real story.
Yeah.
Man is everywhere. Yeah. Because anyways, let me give you an example.
Yeah, but let's say money is everywhere, but there's more money in town.
There's more money in town.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, don't limit yourself.
Yeah.
Stand up. And believe, if you can believe that if you go out, something can happen, it will happen. It will happen. I have proof of that.
Yeah.
Well, I pray, and I advise you to pray as well, because if you don't really pray,
I'm David, you know, if you are a prayer warrior, you understand who is David, do David do?
I know the story of David anyways.
but that one we can look at another time, we can look at it. Okay. Go out there and make money, whatever you dream of, it will come through. And thank you very much for your time, and it's always a pleasure to listen to the story of those who are on the ground, because you know why sometimes I have a problem with some people. You know, you find a guy in town in a suit and driving an expensive car, then with a master's degree from Harvard University or Oxford, then he's telling you to say, you know, I grew up in the dusty street of Katutura, and that's how I got here. But getting somebody who is on the ground, you'll be able to see, this is what Mr. Shingonja is saying.
Yes.
This is how things are being done. These are the real stories that are coming, that you can see. Unlike somebody that you don't really know, maybe a person is inherited, which is also not a problem. There are those stories that, you know, a lot of young people need to be inspired on. Do you know why a lot of people got into debts or got into depression? They got into depression because they got good advice from wrong people.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody inherited money, then tell you to say, I started my chicken business with one feeder. You understand?
Obviously.
Yeah, and then to say, no, you just need to push. But had you told the person to say, no, I did this, but I have this quality, this is what you can do, okay, it could be right. But yes, the fact that you came on, the fact that you take your time, I think word of mouth cannot appreciate how happy I am. And also thanking you for that. Thank you, Chief.
No, I appreciate the most.
You know?
Yes.
Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment. As I indicated earlier on, we were in the studio with Sabino Shingonja. He's a young business person. He was telling us his story. And we are always inspired by those who walk the talk, by those also who share, you know, the story of many young Namibians there who tried their best, or who are still trying their best to make sure that you bring bread on the table. And, you know, the good thing about this program is also that, you know, we can learn from everybody's story. We can learn from everybody's story. And we can also see what are some of the commonalities that we have, because there are always commonalities, things that we share, things that, you know, we went through that other people also went through, and also characters. So that's why we are indicating to you to say, in business, in politics, and also in the street, they are almost you know, same roles. That is survival, that is being tough, and also waking up and show up. Because through interviewing a few entrepreneurs, I be able to see that everybody has a mission, everybody has a dream, but you find those one who, whatever the situation, even if I don't make profit that day, they wake up and continue with the struggle. And those are the stories that we want, because looking at where we are now as a country, we are not at a good position. And I'm not saying this negatively, I'm saying this one on the ground. But if you have a starter, please start. If you have something that you are doing, please do it. And the other thing, that's why we are also saying, lesson learn from others who have experience. That is a good education that you will not get from school. We can all go to business school, but if we never went into the field and see what is the reality on the ground, how is the boardroom looking like? What does it mean to be chased by police? Or what does it mean to lose all your stock, like what the guest was talking about, giving up? And what is so very interesting is that, you know, when you listen to this to this program, you also be able to realize that in this context, there is issue of financial management. How is the relationship with your partner, especially if you are doing business? Is your partner business oriented? Is your partner able to assist you to save money, or is always the one who is always in the salon waiting for you to send money so that things can work out? Because that is a lesson that we need to learn. There's a saying to say money is town, and he retaliated to say, no, not only money in town, but money is everywhere. But in that context, how can, as Namibians, young and old, how can we change the narrative of doing business? And also, how can we change the narrative of financial management and financial literacy? And how can we do that? I was very happy to attend today MTC and Retseho partnership to give loans up to 1,500 to those people who do not have, pay slips, those people who are not working, those people who can get a little. And there was a presentation which was done, but I was also asking myself, what is the difference between this loan and also the loan that is given by loan sharks? But the presentation which was given is indicating to say, in this context, particularly those who are doing business can also be able to buy their stock and also reinvent. But you'll be able to understand to say, if that is what is going to be, it depends on the mindset. Depends on the mindset, because debts are not the problem. The problem is, what kind of debts are you getting into? Are they good debts or bad debts? Because if you got into debts by sending your kids to school, then they graduate and they do not have a job, that is still a good investment. You still have a good kid who think differently, who will also be able one day, if not the next year, not the other year, will stand up and do something. If you invest in your training, in your health, that's also a good investment. But if you get a loan and buy a GTI, then you pick up the most fandamagorious and beautiful lady in town. You can't, you know, that is a dead end, because that is not how it was supposed to be. But looking at the informal market, you'll be able to say that those meme who are selling kapana, those guys who are in barbershops, if they are able to get this money and they can retain it, you will see financial securation. But interestingly, this loan also has limit. Unlike many loan sharks, which can just go and say, no, you are still qualified to get this amount of money until you are finished. But looking at this, you will also be able to see how is the financial situation is going to be and how are the people going to be, you know, assisted in that regard. So, dear listeners, we are always, you know, thanking you for listening to Business and Economic Segment. Thank you for always, you know, following our program. And thank you for your time. We are always indicating to you that, you know, continue following Eagle FM Namibia in all our social media platform. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on X. Follow us on LinkedIn. Because if you follow us, you'll be able to be updated about what's happening around you, in the country, in the region, and also internationally. Apart from that, you can also be able to follow the Villager newspaper. That is an e-paper which is coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And indeed, you will be able also to be a very good citizen who understand business insight, who understand economic intelligence, and also learn stories from those who walked the talk or from those who went through those situations. And the other thing is also download Imba app so that you can get access to your digital version of your hymn book, and download the Eagle FM app that you can use wherever you are in the world. It's the same as WhatsApp. Download the Eagle FM app so that you can listen to the program which are on air and also the previous program. So with this word, thank you very much for your time. Bye-bye. See you, and have a great day.